All righty, here we go. Justin Davis up on the mat. Class D, 126 pounds. His opponent, Mitch McKibben of Baird. Justin is 26-10. He is a sophomore. McKibben is a junior at 34-9. They wrestled in the D4 championship match with McKibben winning 1-0. Both wrestlers back up on their feet as we begin this match. Just underway. Davis in the red. McKibben is in the gray with the Baird Tiger logo on his back. Both wrestlers on their feet. Center of the mat. First period again, just 1 minute. They tie up in the center. Davis looks to take a shot. Now again, they tie up in the center of the mat. Neither one giving an inch as McKibben tries to take a shot, but Justin able to back away from it. Now one more time, they will tie up. So we're down to our final 15 seconds. Down onto his knees is McKibben. Justin looks to take a shot. Nothing there for him. Now they'll back away from each other. Now they're back into them, up on their feet. And Davis looks to take a shot. He has got McKibben around the waist. He's looking for the trip. He's looking, and time expires. He had an opportunity there, but no points awarded. So still no score here as we are underway here in this 126-pound fifth and sixth place consolation match. We are on mat number 8, and there is no score. We begin the second period now with McKibben in the down position. He comes to his feet right away, tries to get away from Justin. Justin's got him around the legs, pulls him back down. McKibben straining, trying to get away, but Justin again will take him down. But no points awarded as McKibben again back up onto his feet, tries to pull the hands of Davis away, and he may have got away. He may have got away. He will get a one-point escape. And McKibben will take a 1-0 lead. He does get the one-point escape over Justin Davis. So 1-0. McKibben takes the early lead. Now the wrestlers on the center of the mat. Both wrestlers on their feet. 1-0. McKibben of Baird leading it over Justin Davis. The winner gets fifth place here. The loser will bring home the sixth place medal. As they, again, are on their feet, center of the mat, in the small circle. Davis, again, kind of backing back. McKibben being aggressive, coming right after Justin. They kind of slap at each other's heads a little bit. Davis, again, gets a hand around the neck of McKibben. But they will come back out now to the center of the mat. Both wrestlers on their feet. Less than a minute to go now in period number 2. 1-0. Mitch McKibben of Baird leading Justin Davis of Hemmingford. Now Davis looks to take a shot, and they roll to the mat. No points awarded. Let's see, can Justin come around behind him? If he can, he can get the takedown. Still no points awarded. Still no points awarded. McKibben, even with his head down, driving ahead, and they continue to wrestle over on the side. And now let's see if, yes, it is going to be a two-point takedown. It will be McKibben getting the 2 points for the takedown. And it is a 3-0 lead now over Justin Davis. We are down to our final 25 seconds to go here in period number 2. On the whistle, again, Davis in the down position. And McKibben working Justin Davis, working him hard. 15 seconds to go. It is a 3-0 lead. McKibben of Baird leading Justin Davis of Hemmingford. Time running out now in period number 2. Davis straining to get up. He does. He gets up onto his feet. Is he going to get away? They're off the mat. So no points awarded. Down to our final 2 seconds to go here in the period. And on the whistle, Davis comes up to his feet, but there's only 2 seconds remaining. So the period ends with Mitch McKibben of Baird leading Justin Davis of Hemmingford 3-0. They'll start off in the up position now in period number 3. Both wrestlers on their feet as they work their way around, again, the bottom part of the small circle, center of the mat. Justin Davis down 3-0. He needs to take a shot here, but now McKibben takes a shot. He's got the leg of Davis, but Justin's able to shake it away. Now Davis looks to take a shot, and they are off the mat. They'll come back to the center. Both wrestlers on their feet. Mitch McKibben of Baird leading Justin Davis of Hemmingford 3-0. Justin again. They again bang their heads together. They're kind of just chicken fighting a little bit there. Both kind of reaching with their arms a bit. Backing away is McKibben. And now he will look in on Justin Davis. Justin again looking to try and take a shot if he can. He trails this match 3-0. And we're down to a minute 10 seconds to go here in the match. So again, Davis needs to take a shot here. Davis takes a shot, but backing away from it is McKibben. And now we're down to 1 minute remaining in this match. And McKibben has got McKibben. And Justin Davis will take McKibben down. A 2-point takedown, Justin Davis. It's now 3-2. Justin trails it by a point. And now, with 47 seconds to go, Justin is going to work on McKibben. McKibben again, straining up to his feet, trying to get away. Davis working. Davis needs to see if he can get something on here. McKibben stands up, gets to his feet. Is he going to get away? No. He's grabbed by the legs, taken right back down by Davis. But he tries to shake away, but they'll go off the mat. No points awarded. No points awarded. It is still 3-2. We have 28 seconds to go in the match. It is 3-2. Mitch McKibben, now it's 4-2. They're going to award Mitch McKibben 1 point. They do give him the escape right near before they went out of bounds. So it is now 4-2. McKibben with the lead, 15 seconds to go. Justin needs a takedown here in these final 15 seconds. McKibben working, kind of just backing away from Davis. They'll go out of bounds. Let's see if any points were awarded. They are not. Justin took a shot, but he was not able to complete it. And so we're down now to our final 2 seconds. 1 second, and that's going to do it. It's going to be Mitch McKibben defeating Justin Davis of Hemmingford 4-2. So Justin Davis will finish in sixth place for the Hemmingford Bobcats. He does bring home a medal. I know he's disappointed, but Justin Davis will bring home a sixth place medal for the Hemmingford Bobcats as he loses a tough one here by a 4-2 score.